If someone sells produce to a buyer and he doesn't specify if it's for eating or for planting the produce, and the buyer then plants the produce and it doesn't grow. So we'll see now that the buyer can't claim that he needs other produce because he planted it and didn't grow. And the reason he can't do that is because the seller never specified whether it was for planting or for eating. So the seller can always say, but I sold it to you for you to eat it. Why did you plant it? And therefore there's no erroneous sale. That's what we're concerned with over here, that there's an erroneous sale. But the buyer in this case can't claim an erroneous sale. And says the Mishnah of Afilu Zera Pishtan, even if it's flax seed, which most people plant, they don't eat it. Even so, since there was no specifying, they didn't specify that this is for planting, so the seller has no responsibility, so that you can't claim that the sale is void, and the buyer can't claim that the sale is void, and that there'd be no. No recourse for him over there. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Zaroni Gina She'ena Nechalin, if what's being sold over there is garden seeds, which are not eaten, right? You never eat the garden seeds. Then Chai Bachreis, and then he is responsible. If the buyer plants those seeds and it doesn't grow, those seeds were obviously sold to be planted. There's no question over there. So that would be an erroneous sale. So it brings over here that actually the first Tanna would agree with this. The first opinion in the Mishnah would agree with this. But according to the first Tanna, the seller's got to refund the price of the seed. And according to Shimon ben Gamliel, he's got to refund the entire loss sustained by the buyer. So it would be even a broader, loss than just the cost of the seeds. So that would be the point of dispute between them. Brings over here that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So the seller would have to refund the buyer for the cost of the seeds, and that would be it.